Okay, well, we're gathering at 2 o'clock in Ennis, and obviously the purpose of it is to raise awareness and to highlight the fact that the campaign exists and why it exists, of which we all know, which is to do with the lack of a decent health service for the people of Clare, i.e., you know, people on trolleys, record numbers again for this month, and massive waiting lists. One of the highest in the country. Obviously, we have record trolley numbers, which are seem to be going up, and not figures for the month of May so far indicate that there's only 2 days so far on this month when the numbers have been under 70. We have record waiting lists. We're one of the highest in the country, second only to Galway. Galway includes Merlin Park. Our 18-month plus waiting list is over 16,000 just for Limerick alone. The matter, which is similar numbers on their waiting list, are half that at 8,000. So I think we can see that there are major problems. On top of that, we have Shannon Dock, which is a very hit-and-miss service. So after 8 o'clock at night, if you have an emergency, you have no choice but to go to UHL. You know, the proposal for an elective hospital is not going to solve that problem. We need our representatives to fight for a decent health service for all the people of Clare, regardless of their status, whether they have private insurance or whatever. You know, we all need a decent health service, and that's what we want. So we're primarily going to just to raise awareness. We also are presenting our petition to the Health Committee for councillors on Tuesday, and that's been presented, and I think one or two of us are going to go along just to see how that process works and operates, because in order to take it to the Dáil, we have to go through this committee. So basically that's what's happening today.
And Marie, what would it mean for yourselves and the campaign for a huge turnout at today's protest?
To be honest, it's not about figures, it's not about numbers, because we know we have the support. Obviously, the more people that are there, the better, the more awareness. I think we're all aware of what the issues are. Obviously, this has been done very much at the last minute. So people going, we're already getting people saying, apologising for not being able to be there, but that they were some spare. Obviously, the more people that turn out, the better. But we know that we have, I say, 99.999% of people of the county behind us. And that's, you know, we get feedback every single day, so we know we're on the right track and that people are behind us, and that's what's most important.
But naturally, Marie, you would encourage anyone who is thinking about attending to attend today. And I suppose as well, it draws on the fact of, you know, previous protests have seen huge support and yet ongoing issues are still present. Does it, I suppose, is it a chance to show that, you know, the campaign is not going away?
Of course, it's a chance to show support, and we welcome everybody. And, you know, we encourage people to sign the petitions. We'll be there with petitions as well. The more people that come, the better. Obviously, we're looking for good support. But the campaign's not going away. We're not going to lose our voice. We are going to keep on demanding our rights, a decent service for the people of Clare. And, you know, other counties are doing it for their Limerick and North Tipperary are doing it in their own areas. But, you know, we're primarily focused today on a decent health service for Clare. You know, it takes nearly 2 hours from one end of Clare, from the tip of Clare, to get to Limerick. That's not much good to you when you have an emergency. Most of us are over an hour away. You know, Ennis, you're half an hour. The rest of us over on the West Coast, it takes us at least an hour, if not more. And that is never taken into consideration. And, you know, not everybody has easy access to transport either to get to Limerick.
And Marie,
Marie, do you
hope that from today it will force our elective representatives to listen and to properly focus on the issues that yourselves have been tirelessly highlighting?
Of course we want them to listen, and we want them to interact with us, and that's something we haven't had. You know, it's great when somebody stands up in the Dáil or in the Shannon or wherever it may be, or in the council chamber and you know, makes demands and asks questions about the hospital campaign, and I know they all get people coming to their surgeries, but interact with the campaign. You know, often when we raise an issue or when there's a record number, then you get all the statements. But we want that to be ongoing. The pressure has to be continuous. We're not going away. We're going to keep the pressure on. So we would urge them to come with us and stand with us and, you know, be part of the campaign, because, you know, we are the people. We try to represent everybody in that campaign. And, you know, come along, stand with us and support us and interact with us. Be great.